scripture this morning is Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. This is the story about Jesus calming the storm, and I had preached on this a couple of times before, but every time I go back, I find something just a little bit different. Mark 4, verses 35 through 41, it says, "That day when the evening came, he said to his disciples, 'Let us go over to the other side.' Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a pillow, and the disciples woke him and said, 'Teacher, don't you care if we drown?' He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, 'Quiet, be still.' And then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, 'Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?' They were terrified and asked each other, 'Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him.'" Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for what this message means to me. Father, I ask you just to be with us today as we go through your word. Let it not be my words, but let it be yours, God. And just open up our hearts and minds. Lord, we love you and we thank you. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Have any of you ever had problems? Probably most of us have. Call them storms in life is what I like to call them. Have you ever had such a problem where somebody looked at you and they shook you and they said, "Will you calm down?" I believe that's what Jesus was doing with these disciples. He was trying to teach them a lesson. Now, we've all had storms in life. We've all had problems. I've had lots of problems in my life. Just a few to recall, whenever Randy Beth was a little baby and we just brought her home from the hospital, I was packing her around. It was my first day with her by myself, and I was packing her around in the house, and I was feeding her. And Corey was in school at William Carey in a class, and she flung her arms and she fell out of my arms and she hit the floor and I dropped her on her head. Yeah, that was my thing too. I didn't know what to do. She was crying and whining. I had never heard that. That's probably what's wrong with her today. That's what a pastor friend of mine keeps telling me every time I do. His name's Bobby Holder. I was in Hattiesburg at the time, and so I called him and I was in a panic, and he's like, "Calm down." He says, "I'll go get Corey," because I didn't want to go get her. I can tell y'all that right now. He says, "I'll go get her, and we'll meet you at the emergency room." We got to the emergency room. She was fine. The nurse told me, "Hey, they bounce like rubber balls." So, you know, that was a storm I had in life. I had a time when I was working in Winn-Dixon. I think I've told y'all about this before, where a lady threw a ham, one of them big old hams, and hit me with it, knocked me down on the floor. You ever been hit with a ham? It hurts. Okay? Another time, probably what I think of one of my, I won't say worst day in youth ministry, we had 4 van loads of kids going to Nashville, Tennessee for Mission Fuge. And on my way in the state of Alabama, we were there, okay? We were there in Alabama, and I'm driving in a van 70 miles an hour down the interstate, and it's raining, and all of a sudden I see the back tire from my van rolling down faster than I'm going. And I was able to slow it down. And so I had to calm down. We had to get everybody set up to where we could get them on to camp. And so we got it to a mechanic and everything was good. And we get to the camp, and I had a camp director tell me, "Hey, y'all missed supper." I said, "Okay, I'm going to get pizza for my kids." He goes, "No, you're not." I said, "Watch me." And so that was another time. We just back and forth. It's just one of those days. You ever have those days in life? We all do. And God is telling us, "Hey, guess what? You need to calm down." That's what he was telling these disciples. You know, can we predict these storms in our lives? No, we can't. We're not weathermen. Heck, I don't think the weathermen can predict these storms half the time. There was a story. There was a husband and wife. They were sound asleep when suddenly the phone rang, and the husband picked up the phone and said, "Hello." He goes, "How in the world would I know? What do I look like, a weatherman?" Then he slammed the phone down and settled back in the bed, and his wife said, "Who was that?" He goes, "I don't know. It was some guy wanting to know if the coast was clear." That was bad, I know, but I had to open up with that. So we cannot predict the storms or problems of our lives, but through Christ we can be calm. Y'all, I've had to learn that. You just got to let it go and let God take care of it, because Jesus is the master of the storm. Amen.
Yeah.
You know, we had storms this week. I mean, with the fire and everything else. Thank God, you know, everything worked out. I tell you what, I've never talked on the phone so much in my life as Wednesday, with all the calls from folks wanting to know about the church and stuff like that. But thank God, He is with us. Let's go back to the scripture there, okay? Give you a little bit of background on it. When he talks about the same day there in that first verse, it refers to the day on which Jesus gave the parables of the kingdom. He'd been teaching His disciples the Word, and now He was going to give them a practical test to see how much they have really learned. After all, the hearing of God's Word is intended to produce faith. Amen? That's what it's for. All right? And faith must always be tested. It's not enough for us merely to learn a lesson or be able to repeat a teaching. We must also be able to practice that lesson by faith. And that is one reason why God permits storms to come into our lives. Did Jesus know that storm was coming? Oh, of course He did. All right, the storm was part of that day's curriculum, I believe, for the disciples. It would help the disciples understand a lesson that they did not even know they needed to learn. See, Jesus can be trusted in the storms of life. That's who we need to put our faith and trust in. Many people have that idea that storms come to their lives only when they've disobeyed God. But this is not always the case. See, Jonah ended up in a storm because of his disobedience, but the disciples got into the storm because of their obedience to the Lord. If you go back and you look at the geographic location of the Sea of Galilee, it's such that sudden and violent storms are not unusual in that area. There was a man, he went on a trip over there, and he said while crossing the very sea one summer afternoon, he asked his Israeli tour guide if he'd ever been in such a storm. He goes, "I certainly have." He replied, throwing up his hands and shaking his head, he said, "And I never want to be in one like it again." Have you ever been out in a small boat during a storm? I have. It's not fun. You don't know if you're going to make it or not. But here's the thing. The disciples should have known better, because who were they with? They were with Jesus. And after all of that teaching, they still didn't get it. See, the storm described here must have been especially fierce if it frightened experienced fishermen like the disciples. Think about that. That's what some of them did for a living. They should have known what was going on. But here's the thing. Jesus was there with them in the boat. And He was going to help them out. All right, I have three truths regarding the storm. Three truths regarding the storm. Number one, storms come to all. Matthew 5:45 says, "He causes His sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous." Storms come to everybody. The Bible says this, that they were all in the boat. They were all there together, Jesus included. They were down there. So storms come to all. 1 Peter 5:8-9 says, "Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, stand firm in faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kinds of sufferings." We need to remember that. We need to remain calm. But storms come to all. Secondly, storms come unexpectedly. You can go look at this same story in Matthew 8:24, and it says, "Without warning, a furious storm came." Just in life, storms come when we least expect them. We don't ever expect problems, do we? I mean, unless you're one of those type of people that expects problems all the time, you know. Murphy's Law, if something's going to happen, you know, there you go. But here's the thing. We need to remember that if we're in Christ, He's going to take care of us. You know, how many times are we ready for problems? I don't get up every morning and go, "Oh, I want problems today. You know, Lord, will you please send me some problems?" No, we don't do that. But He gives us the faith in Him and the trust in Him to be able to remain calm through any of these problems. My grandfather used to say this to me all the time. He said, it just makes me want to run screaming through the woods. How silly is that? I use that sometimes today too, because I get that from him. God doesn't want us to run screaming from our problems. He wants us to face Him because He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and He's there with us in the storm. Now, He's not saying that we're not going to go through these problems. He's just saying, I will be there with you. Number three, storms come to an end eventually. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is, and it came to pass. Because guess what? We're going to go through things, but guess what? It's going to pass. You know, it says, when the whirlwind passes, the wicked is no more, but the righteous have an everlasting foundation. That's Proverbs 10:25. The righteous stand. Who is like you, Lord God Almighty? You are Lord Almighty, and your faithfulness surrounds you. You rule over the surging sea. When its waves mount up, you still them. That's Psalms 89:8-9. Here's another one. Isaiah 43:2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Jesus takes care of us. If you know Him as Lord and Savior, He's got you. And we have to remember that. But those storms come to an end eventually. What are some things that we learn through the storm? Second thing this morning. Well, I think we learn a godly lesson. We get an education. What did Jesus do while all of this was going on? What was He doing? He was sleeping. He was taking a nap. Y'all know that napping is a spiritual gift? I have that spiritual gift. I can take a nap anywhere, any place, anytime. I can do it. Ask my wife. I can be talking at one point and asleep just like that. But he was sleeping. He wasn't really worried about that. He was in the stern asleep on a pillow. It was his peace and their panic. Because they got all upset, didn't they? They didn't know what was going on. But here's the thing, man. They had the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in the boat with them. They had seen the things that He had done before, but yet they were still afraid. See, facing a storm is a written invitation for God to show up. We have to remember that. We have to have that faith. But a lot of times, even we as children of God, we don't know if we're going to make it, do we? Depending on what the problem is in our life, what the storm is, we go, oh Lord, I don't know if I'm going to make it. But He is telling us, yes you will, because I am there with you. We learn about exposure. How will we ever know deliverance without dilemma? Think about that. How would we know deliverance without dilemma if we didn't have these problems? We need to be thanking God for the storms in our lives. We also learn things about ourselves during these problems. We learn things about our God, and we learn things about our friends. You can tell who your friends are whenever you're going through problems. Amen? That's right. That's why we need to encourage one another. We need to help one another out when we're going through these storms. Disciples thought all they had was each other. But they had the person that controls everything right there with them in that boat. Here's the thing. If we never had a problem, how would we know He could solve them? Two main things that are normally exposed when it comes to that. The cause of the storm and what's going on in our lives and the condition of our faith. He asked them, where is your faith? You think that made them think just a little bit? Man, all of that time with Him, and He's still asking them, where's your faith? Third thing that we can learn is elevation. If you go back and look in the book of Genesis, chapter 7, verse 17, it says, for 40 days the flood kept coming on earth, and as the waters increased, they lifted the ark above the earth. What is thought to have engulfed you elevates you. It makes us stronger. It makes us better. It gives us a chance to help out other people that are going to be going through these exact same problems. And we can say, I understand. And let me tell you what my Lord helped me get through it. See, the perfect storm is going to elevate us. I want to give you some characteristics this morning of the perfect storm. If you look in verse 35, it starts off by saying, let us go. See, Jesus takes you in and through the storms. He's telling us that we need to walk by faith. He's like, we don't need to stop. We need to go. We need to move forward. He is saying, let us go. Before God takes you to, He takes you through. He's going to take us through these storms. He's going to be there. He was the one that was on the boat with them. He was the one that said, okay, I'm tired. We need to get on the boat and we need to go. And he said, all right, let's go. We're going to be going that way. See, there are storms in our lives. And there's a big difference in the storm we go and into the self-generated storm. Do y'all know that we make problems for ourselves? We do. They're self-generated problems. Things that we do, and we get to the point where we're saying, oh, I'm going to do things my way, we normally get in trouble. See, God is going to help us out. Number two, He said, His Word is sustaining you. We need to trust in the Lord. Verse 35, He said to the disciples, let us go over to the other side. All right, if you look at that, Jesus said, let's go over. This statement contains a promise and a prophecy because He said, where are we going to go? To the other side. Think about that. That storm came up. He's already told them where they're going to go. So no matter what happens, they were going to get where? To the other side. But when that storm kicked up, they forgot all about that. Psalms 119:49 says, remember your word of your servant, for you have given me hope. Psalms 119:28 says, my soul is weary with sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Psalms 119:107 says, I have suffered much. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your word. 1 John 2:24 says, see that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you will also remain in the Son and in the Father. We need to trust in His word because His word is sustaining to us. We need to trust in Him. We need to be able to do what He tells us to do. We need to have that faith that no matter what we're going through, He is there for us. Years ago, there was a farmer that owned land along the Atlantic seacoast, and he constantly advertised for hired hands. And most people were reluctant to work on the farms along the Atlantic. They dreaded the awful storms that raged across the sea, wreaking havoc on the buildings and crops. As the farmer interviewed applicants for the job, he received a steady stream of refusals. Finally, a short, thin man, well past middle age, approached the farmer. He said, are you a good farmhand? And he says, well, I can sleep when the wind blows. Although puzzled by this answer, the farmer, desperate for help, hired him. And the little man worked well around the farm, busy from dawn to dusk, and the farmer felt satisfied with the man's work. Then one night, the wind howled loudly in from offshore. Jumping out of the bed, the farmer grabbed a lantern and rushed next door to the hired hand's sleeping quarters. He shook the little man and he yelled, get up, a storm is coming. Tie things down before they blow away. And the little man rolled over in bed and said firmly, no, sir, I told you, I can sleep when the wind blows. Enraged to the old man's response, the farmer was tempted to fire him on the spot. Instead, he hurried outside to prepare for the storm. To his amazement, he discovered that all the haystacks had been covered with tarpaulins, and the cows were in the barn, the chickens were in the coops, and the doors were barred. The shutters were tightly secured. Everything was tied down. Nothing could blow away. Then the farmer then understood what his hired hand meant, and he returned to bed also to sleep while the wind blew. When you're prepared, you have nothing to fear. That's what Jesus is kind of telling his disciples. You're prepared. You're there with me. When you're prepared, you have nothing to fear. See, can you sleep when the wind blows through your life? The hired hand in the story was able to sleep because he had secured the farm against the storm. When we secure ourselves against the storms of life by grounding ourselves firmly in the Word of God, you don't have to worry about the storms. Excuse me. If you are secured firmly in God's Word, in Jesus Christ, you don't have anything to worry about. The storms of life can come and they can blow, and it doesn't matter. We tend to get upset. We tend to get aggravated when things don't go our way. We tend to just blow things out of proportion during these storms in our lives. But Jesus is saying, you need to calm down. In conclusion today, number one, the storms of life come in all shapes and sizes. Everyone is either entering a storm, engaging in a storm, or emerging from a storm. We're in it. It's just a constant thing. We have reactions to these storms. The first thing is that we run from the storm, or we evacuate the situation. The second thing that we do is we resign to the storm. We can ride it out. Third thing is that we resent the storm. We blame others or God. We go, hey, it's not my fault. Here's the thing. Jesus is the master of the storm. You don't need to do anything. You don't need to react. You need to be calm. And you need, just like he told those disciples, where's your faith? What's going on with y'all? Here I am right here in the boat with you, and you still are getting upset. Aren't we the same way? We know that we have the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in our lives, but we still get upset. Jesus is saying, calm down. Few things that you need to remember when you go through the storm. Number one, you need to realize God's location. Where was Jesus during the storm? He was there with them in the boat. Like I said, it was hard for me to fathom that the King of Kings was in the boat with them and they were still afraid. Isaiah 43:2 says, when you go through the deep waters in great trouble, I will be with you. I am there. We need to realize that God cares for us. Mark 4:38 says, the disciples woke him and said to him, teacher, don't you care if we drown? Did they really think that Jesus was going to let them perish? They were worried for nothing. That's how we are a lot of times. We get worried for nothing. And we get anxious. And the Bible tells us, do not be anxious for anything. Anything. 1 Peter 5:7 says this, give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you. He cares about us, and we have to remember that. We need to realize that God is in control. Jesus said, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? After everything they had seen from Jesus, they still had to see it to believe it. Because all he had to do was just speak it, and everything calmed down. We have to have that faith that the King of the universe is in control. Psalms 33:22 says, let your unfailing love surround us, Lord, for our hope is in you alone. One of my favorite songwriters was a guy by the name of Andre Crouch. Anybody know who Andre Crouch is? I believe we've got some songs in the hymn book now. That's him. He passed away a few years ago. But I can remember my grandmother singing his songs in the kitchen. One of them was Soon and Very Soon. Y'all know that one? Soon and Very Soon. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah. She would sing that. And she would tell me that no matter what you've got going on in life, no matter what's happening, if you have Jesus by your side, then nothing, nothing will ever hurt you. Another song that I love, it's a song, it's called Through It All. one of my favorite songs. And I'm going to read some of the words to the song to y'all this morning, just to kind of let you know, because through it all, God will keep you calm in the storm. The first verse says, I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There's been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation that my trials come to only make me strong. Second verse says, I've been to lots of places. I've seen lots of faces. There's been times I've felt so all alone. But in my lonely hours, yes, those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know that I was His own. Favorite verse is this one. I thank God for the mountains and I thank Him for the valleys. I thank Him for the storms He brought me through. For if I'd never had a problem, I wouldn't know God could solve them. I'd never know what faith in God can do. And then there's the chorus. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. Amen. Through everything that we go through in life, no matter what problem it is, no matter what storm that we have in our lives, He's going to take us through it. That's the promise that He gave to us. When He went to that cross and He died on the cross for our sins, that is the promise that He gave to us. If you're having issues today, if you're having problems, you need to give those problems to Jesus. Because through it all, He is going to take care of you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I thank You for this time that we've come to be a part of Your worship service. God, I thank You for everything that You've done in life. Father, I ask You right now as we have a time of invitation that You just open up our hearts and our minds. Is there anyone here that doesn't know You as Lord and Savior? We ask You to come this morning. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.